Shabbat Shalom. How are you? Manishma. Como está? Как дела? Як справи? And the last one. How y'all? It's the special southern language. Somebody would say it's heavenly language. How y'all? So I'm so glad to be here and to worship the Lord together. It's a great privilege to be in this place. I would like to speak today about a very important subject in our lives, and I believe it's so important for in the life of every messianic believer, because we are messianic believers. Did Moses know Messiah? Great question. And I hope in the end we will know the answer. I would like to start with the idea of crisis in the life of every person. And in the life of every person, there can come a moment of crisis, a test that unexpected for us. And I believe I'm not alone here who had a crisis in your life. So who had the experience of any kind of small crisis? I would like to tell you, it's normal. It's the part of every life. It doesn't matter, are you a believer or not. This is such as life. And one of the biggest, not biggest, but important parts, it's going through crisis, through difficulties. It can happen to anyone. If you are deeply committed to the Lord, if you love Him and try to follow Him, such a test can come into your life as well. And often, it is the way to the great revelation about the Lord and a call to deeper relationship with Him. Oftentimes, through crisis, we are coming closer to the Lord. And I believe not only in my life, but in my life personally, the most prayers in fire was during the time of crisis. Am I alone here, or three of us here? I'm glad. I'm happy for you, so it's a message for you. So great crisis came into the life of Moses. The work of Moses' entire life, all he had dreamed about, all he had lived for, it was to bring the people of Israel out of slavery, to bring salvation to his own people. This was his dream, his life, everything he has. And now the moment is here. Moses has fasted and prayed for 40 days. And now God is presenting Moses with his divine covenant with Israel. The most important moment in the life of Israel. He's on the mountain receiving the Torah from the Lord. It is the moment of the greatest victory in the life of this great leader. Moses, he was a great leader. The Torah is given. The covenant is in hand. What a celebration there will be. But if you read today's Torah portion, you will find there, it was no celebration. It was at this most crucial moment in the history of Israel, on the very eve of the giving of the covenant, that Israel corrupted itself by making a golden idol, by worshiping a golden calf. You know that story. How do you think Moses felt? Was he joined? I believe it was a crucial and difficult moment in his life. I believe it was the crisis for him. Very important moment in his life. For Moses, it was a crushing blow, a demoralizing defeat as a leader. It was the great crisis for him as the leader of Israel. And I think it's my understanding that most or many people, in Moses' place would have surrendered, fallen into depression, abandoned their dreams and just given up. But no Moses, not Moses. He was different. He goes to the mountain and into the presence of God. He intercedes for the people and he continues to fast. So first time he fasted for 40 days with no food and with no water. And again 40 days. In the sake of Jewish people, his nation. He seeks answers and the new ways from the Lord that led him to a deeper relationship with the Lord. This crisis led him to the great revelation, greatest revelation of his life on the mountain. He met with Messiah. So it's already actually an answer for us. But we will see it in the scriptures later. I believe, and it's my opinion, the Lord designed us so that a crisis will bring us closer to Him, but not taking us out of Him. And through these difficulties, we can be closer to the Lord. Closer to the Lord. So let's read from today's Torah portion and find the Messiah in this Torah portion today. Let's look at chapter 33 from verse 11. And please remember, this was the time of crisis for Moses. Very difficult time of prayers, fasting, looking for the Lord's face, for His will, for new ways for Him. From the verse 11, chapter 33. And please look with me because, you know, I speak Russian. This is the answer for us, why we need to look in scriptures. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face. Let's say together, face to face. And I would like to use some Hebrew today. So in Hebrew, it's panim el panim. It literally means face to face. As a man speaks with his friend, let's say together, speaks with his friend, face to face. Then he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Verse 13. Now then I pray, so Moses praying to the Lord. Now then I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways, so I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. Consider also that this nation is your people. I like this Jewish approach. And consider that this also your people. Not only mine problem, but also yours. Let's share the burden together, Lord. Don't forget about them. Keep love them. Keep be with them. Verse 14. It's a great verse. My presence, actually panai, my face, the face of God. So the Lord doesn't say here, my kavod or my shekinah. It said, my panai, my face, from the verse panim, will go with you and I will give you rest, he answered. And the verse 15, but then he said to him, if your presence, and again, paneiha, your face, does not go with me, don't let us go up from here. And I personally believe that the face of the Lord, and we will look at a little bit later, it's a description of Yeshua, presence of the Lord among the people of Israel. And the verse 16 in the middle, isn't it because you go with us? So your face, you go with us. If you don't lead us from here, if you only be with us, don't lead us from here. Left us here. We don't want to go without you. Verse 18. But he said, please show me your glory. Kvodecha, from the word kavod, your glory. And this was the prayer of Moses. He opened his heart. He said, Lord, I want to know you. And the Lord told him, my face will go with you. I be with you. And through his prayer, the greatest miracle happened. And it's so good. Adonai responded to the prayer of Moses, and out of this crushing defeat, revealed himself to Moses in a new way. He took him out of crisis and put him on top of the mountain. From the valley to the mountain. Our Lord is beautiful. He repaid Moses for Moses' great faithfulness at this time of great crisis by giving Moses a great new revelation of himself. The Lord calls Moses to the mountain and revealed a great mystery to him. So let's read from the verse 19. So he said, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you and call out the name of Adonai before you. I will be gracious toward whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will be merciful. But he also said, you cannot see my face, again, panim, for no man can see me and live. Very interesting place of scripture. Please remember it. Then Adonai said, see a place near me, makomiti, with me, close to me, near me, literally. You will stand on the rock while my glory passed by. I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand, calf, with my palm. Until I have passed by, then I will take away my hand and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen. The verse 5 from the chapter 34. Then Adonai descended in the cloud, stood with him, and again near him, close to him. There, as he called the name of Adonai, the verse 6, then Adonai passed before him, Vayavor Yahweh Al Panav, and proclaimed, Adonai, Adonai, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant to loving kindness and truth. And Exodus 34, verse 29, this great ending of this story. That Moses, exactly that Moses, not somebody else. That Moses did not know that the skin of his face was radiant because God has spoken with him. So something happened on this mountain. That Moses, he was changed by this. His face was shined by the glory of the Lord. So I have a question for all of us. In the Exodus 33, verse 20, the Lord is telling to Moses, but he also said, you cannot see my face. Panim, you cannot see my face. For no man can see me and live. I want to ask the question, is it obvious in English that you cannot see my face? What does it mean, cannot? Okay, thank you so much for your help. I don't want to ask in Spanish and Russian. And I believe it's the same. You can't. It's impossible. Okay, if you cannot see my face, please, can you explain me what does it mean in the verse, Exodus chapter 33, verse 11? So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face. Good question. Let's look here. As man speaks with his friends, I have a question. How do you speak with your friend? Are you using Facebook, you mean? It would be good to ask Moses, did he use Facebook in that times or not? I don't think so. I think it means close fellowship, friend to friend. And Torah is very obvious about it. Don't be fooled by anyone. Moses had fellowship with the Lord, panim al panim, face to face, like with friend. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10, even more harder. Let's go deeper. There has not risen again in a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Adonai knew face to face. Again, panim al panim. Let's say face to face. The second place of scripture. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. Numbers 12, verse 8. I speak with him face to face, in Hebrew, pe el pe, mouth to mouth, even closer. Very close relationship with the Lord. Plainly and not in riddles. He even looks at the form of Adonai, and tmunat Adonai, from the root tmunat, it means form, image, and also it means representation. It's not about picture. It's not about picture of the Lord. It speaks about representation of the Lord, image of the Lord. So, the next question. With whom did Moses communicate face to face? Great question here. I will not give answer now. Let's go deeper. Please remember, Tmuna Adonai, or Tmunat Adonai, form, image, representation of the Lord. I like Colossians, and actually, I'm convinced that this one, the one who came to Abraham, if you remember, we talked about it some time before, he came to Jacob. He came to Moses, was none other than our Messiah Yeshua. It's my belief. I believe in it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Rabbi Shaul, he was Torah scholar. He knew Torah much better than many people know today. So he is speaking about very interesting place of scripture. Colossians 1, 15. About Yeshua. He is the image of the invisible God. And he using word here in Greek, eikon. Eikon, image, representation. The same word, tmona in Hebrew, that Paul using here in Greek, eikon. I believe the same meaning. And Paul, he's a scholar. He knows, he knew what he's talking about here. So the Paul used the same ideas from that place of scripture in the Torah, that Yeshua, he is an image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen, whether thrones or angelic powers or rulers or authorities, all was created through him and for him. I believe as the messianic believers, we need to understand our faith, that we believe not only in great rabbi or good teacher or good man who lived in this earth. We believe, we trust to Messiah Yeshua, who is an image of the living God, who is the Lord. Because by him all things were created, and for him all things were created. We can clearly see the presence of the Messiah in the following verses of the Torah, and I want to read this place again. Exodus 33, verse 21. Then Adonai said, see a place near me. So, close with me. Come here. Is the place with me. He said to Moses, stand here next to me, with me. So, if you will read carefully, you will see here, the Lord is physically present in the body on a mountain. He has a face, a back, an arm and palm of his hand. It's so important to know. Exodus 33, verse 22. While my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my calf, with my palm, until I have passed by. And then I take off my hand, you will see me from behind, and my face will not be visible. The Lord told him, I will close your eyes with my palm, and then I will show you my glory from behind. So can you see the picture? The Lord is standing in the specific place there and saying, Moses, come here, close to me. Stood here, stay here. I will close your eyes, and later I will open your eyes and you will see my glory. Exodus 34, verse 5. I like this too. Then Adonai descended in the cloud. What does he do here? What did he do here? Descended, let's say it again, descended in the cloud. So he came in cloud. What's next here? Stood with him there. He came in the cloud and stood with Moses. As he called the name of Adonai. So Adonai came in the cloud and stood close to Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord when Adonai passed before him. What a great picture of the Lord and Yeshua in the same place on the mountain of Adonai. Then Moses asked the Lord, show me your glory, open yourself, I want to know you. The Lord revealed him the relationship between Father and the Son. And this revelation changed the life of Messiah, the life of Moses completely. He was radiant because of the glory of the Lord. It was a great experience for him. I mean, we, as Messianic believers, we should be joyful about this. It's so obvious. I mean, you need to probably have years of education to try to avoid these very obvious places of the Torah. Many yeshivas and everything like to try to explain these specific places. When the Lord said to Moses, come here, Moses, stand near me. It doesn't mean near me, it means the glory of the Lord everywhere, and somewhere near somewhere you will stay there, and who knows what will happen with you. But Torah says, come here, Moses, stay here. I will close your eyes so you would be alive. The same belief was in the first congregation, Yohanan, apostle of the Lord, his messenger. He had the same belief. In the first chapter, Yohanan, from the verse 14, the Word became a human being and lived with us, and we saw his Shekinah, his glory. The Shekinah of the Father's only Son. Let's say together, only Son. Not one of them, but only Son. Full of grace and truth. Yohanan witnessed concerning him when he cried out, this is the man I was talking about when I said, the one coming after me has come to rank ahead of me because he existed before me. If you remember, Yeshua said, before Abraham, I am. Actually said, I am. If you remember the name of the Lord, I am who I am. We have all received from his fullness, yes, grace upon grace. For the Torah was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, but the only and unique Son who is identical with God and is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Identical with the Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, one of the most messianic places in the Brit Hadashah. For him, it's about Yeshua, bodily lives the fullness of all that God is. It's about Yeshua. the great, almighty God, whom no one can ever see and stay alive. Because you remember that the Lord told to Moses, no one can see my face and stay alive. Whose glory no one can endure, revealed to us in his Son, Yeshua. This is the revelation Moses received on the mountain, and his face began to shine from what he saw. He became a completely different person, completely transformed by this revelation. There on the mountain, Moses met the Son and saw the glory of the Father. I believe it because it's so important, so good picture here. And in conclusion, in the first conclusion, we have few. I would like to mention a few other mountains in the scriptures, and it's great picture here. The first, second mountain, very similar meeting on the mountain took place in the life of Elijah with the Lord. Elijah, after great victory, he had victory over false prophets of Baal. He brought revelation to the Israel, and now he's in fear. He's trying to find death in the wilderness because of unclean Queen Jezebel. Do you remember this story probably? So the Lord called him up to the mountain and showed him his glory. And after this meeting, Elijah was a completely different person. He came out of mountain with the answers for himself. The Lord changed his crisis into victory. He gave him way out of his crisis in the mountain. And the third one mountain is the mountain of transformation, Yeshua's mountain. And I want to read it from Luke chapter 9, from the verse 28. About 8 days after these teachings, Yeshua took Peter, it was his American name, Peter, in his foreign passport, Peter, John, and Jacob. Yeah, I think they were Kifa, Yohanan, and Yaakov. It's my opinion. Yeshua took Peter, John, and Jacob with him and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothing flashed like white lightning. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah. Again, Moses and Elijah. Come on. It was not their first meeting with Yeshua on the mountain. Appeared in glory, they were speaking of Yeshua's departure, which was about to take place in Jerusalem. And I like this verse 32. It's a great place. Now Peter and those with him were overcome with sleep. It's the same story about Abraham. You remember, the Lord told him, Abraham, I would like to have covenant with you. And Abraham did everything. And what happened with him next? The Lord knocked him out. It means that Abraham, don't mess here. I know you will not be faithful to covenant. I will do this covenant with me. I will be faithful to my word. I will love Jewish people forever, despite what will you do in future. Here's the same. Glory of the Lord, and they knocked out. They're just somewhere. But when they awakened, finally, they saw Yeshua's glory and the two men standing with him. And as they were leaving Yeshua, Peter said to him, Master, it's good for us to be here. I mean, presence of the Lord. Let's make 3 Sukkot. One for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he was saying. Probably he was drunk in the presence of the Lord. Completely out. Can you, imagine this? Let's build Sukkah here. Let's live here. And verse 34. While he was yet saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, the one I have chosen. Listen to him. Again, cloud of glory. Messiah, Moses. Looks like we read it about it before. The same story here. Everything that had happened on the mountain of Moses happened here. Cloud, voice, the Messiah himself with the Father. Presence of the glory. Three mountains. Mount of Moses, Mount of Elijah, Mount of Yeshua. Yeshua met with Moses and Elijah on their mountains. And finally, they came to him on his mountain. It was their habit to talk in the mountains. Very special time. Invisible Almighty God, the creator of heaven and the earth, with us in his Son, our Messiah Yeshua. And I would like to take your attention here. We as Messianic believers need to stand our ground about the fact that Yeshua is God. He was a special instance of God, whose purpose is always been to help people understand who God is. Never be fooled by anyone. Some people try to be like Messianics, believers, but they don't believe that Yeshua is the Lord. He is good teacher, good rabbi, good man, prophet. Yes, he is. But not only that. He is Panim. He is the face of the Lord. He met with Moses face to face. He was on the mountain of Adonai. It was close fellowship with the Lord. Messiah shaped our history. He shaped our nation, our destiny. He shaped who we are today. It's his work. He was always present throughout the history of the Jewish people. In fact, the history of all creation, Messiah was there. He was with Abraham, with Jacob, with Moses, throughout whole history. It's so obvious in the Torah. And when we are reading the Torah of Moses, please remember, this is not the Torah of Moses. We need to understand this was given through the Yeshua to Moses on the Mount of the Lord. So today, only by the Spirit of Messiah, we can understand the Torah. The faith in him is the key for our relationship with the Father. Through faith in Yeshua, we can understand the word of the Lord. And also, I would like to remind, and this will be our second closing today. And actually, please don't forget, your toddlers are loving you and waiting for you. The only way out from our crisis is to go to the mountain and meet Messiah there. Because Messiah is the answer to every crisis. He's the answer for us. And with the last thought, I would like to close here. If you read this place of scripture, the Lord told Moses, I will destroy the people of Israel and I will bring new nation out of you. Remember this question, this request. And so many people think, okay, maybe Lord angry or he wants to destroy Jewish people. Or I don't think so. I have different approach. I believe he tested the motives and heart of his servant Moses. And Moses responded by interceding for Israel, saying that he was ready to die for his people. The Lord, he knows everything. And he tested Moses. Also, recall Abraham's test when he asked to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. Once God saw Abraham's faithfulness, God supplied another sacrifice, a ram caught in the nearby thicket. So both of these tests were a prophetic picture of the future. The Lord Yeshua himself accomplished our redemption, our forgiveness, our exodus from the slavery of sin by dying for us. This was the picture for us. Yeshua became our intercessor, redeeming us from with his death. So he did not need the death of Isaac. When he was brought to the altar. The Lord did not want to see the death of Moses and all the Jewish people. This was a message of his love to us, to Moses, to Israel, to us today. It was the picture. This is why he asked, do you want me to destroy Jewish people? No. I will die for you in future. So I would like to end here and with a simple request, simple prayer. If you're here for first time, or maybe you're here and you believe in Yeshua as a man, as a good person, as the prophet, but you never consider him as the Lord of your life, I would like to ask you to reconsider your opinion. And I would like to pray to the Lord about receiving him, to get right with him, to receive him as your Lord and Savior, personal in your life. So I would like to invite you in this prayer. If you never, never, never prayed to the Lord, this is your time. This is your time. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, my Lord, thank you for your love to me through Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for your Son, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, for great sacrifice for me. Please forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. And fill me with your Spirit. Because I believe in your Messiah, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you so much. So let's close with Aaronic benediction. And please find somebody, don't be alone. Yiverechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Amen. Да благословит тебя Господь и сохранит тебя. Да обратит Господь свое лицо на тебя и помилует тебя. Да обратит Господь свою благодать в твоей жизни и даст тебе мир. Спасибо, Господь, за Ишуа, нашего Мессию.
Everyone knows what that means. Amen.